This is 90.3 Near FM.
And in the studio now I have Anita McGuill from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Anita.
Hello, John.
And thank you for dropping in. We're going to talk about small claims and consumer rights.
Yes, indeed. So we'll start with the consumer rights. So basically your consumer rights are protected under the Sale of Goods and Supply of Services Act 1980. So the main things to consider is that the goods must be merchantable quality. That means the goods should be of reasonable quality, taking into account what they are meant to do, their durability and the price. The goods must be fit for their purpose, so they must do what they are reasonably expected to do, and goods must be as described. So the buyer must not be misled into buying something by the description of goods or services given orally by a sales person or advertisement. So it basically what the, let's say, the advertisement of the box needs to be the same as the content of the box. Yeah. So that's the main thing. And again, when the buy goods in a sale, you have the same rights as when you pay full price for the for this particular good. So again, the fact that this particular item has been on a sale, the quality should be still there as the same as you would pay full price for it. When the things go wrong, that's where we come in, basically. Yeah. So if you have a problem with an item that you have bought, it is always the seller who should put things right. As a general rule, the seller can either repair or replace the item. Alternatively, they can refund the costs of the item or service to the consumer. So return to the... If you are not satisfied with the quality of goods services, you can return the goods to the supplier who sold it to you. And you should not... return the goods to the manufacturer. The shop who is responsible for the sale, and they're responsible to make it right. You have to act as soon as possible. A delay can indicate that you have accepted faulty goods or services. Do not attempt to repair the item yourself or give it to anyone else to repair it. Okay, and make sure that you have proof of purchase. So basically, receipt, credit card statement, or an invoice. Yeah. There are some cases when you don't have a grounds for any redress, and those are the cases where you were told about a defect before you bought the item, for if the goods were marked as shop soiled. Or in the cases for you have examined the item before you bought it and should have seen the defect, but you didn't say anything to the shop and took the item anyway. And you bought the item knowing that it wasn't fit for what you wanted to do, or you broke or damaged the product yourself. Okay, you are not you don't have grounds for a redress as well if you made a mistake when buying an item. For example, if you bought an item of clothing thinking it was black and it was actually navy. So you really don't have any redress there.
You can't bring something home and then say, "Oh no, don't." They don't really like that.
Yes, and that's one of the items as well. Like you change your mind. So basically, the seller doesn't have to do anything about in those circumstances. Yeah. Okay, they're not obliged. They may help you with that if they wish so, but not legally. They're not legally binding to do so. Okay, so you have to be careful with that. It is important to know that there are no hard and fast rules as to which remedy you should be entitled to. So when seeking redress for problems with goods or services, the circumstances of each individual case must be taken into account. And if you're still not satisfied with the seller's response, you may be able to take the claim to the small claims court. Okay? Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, and their statutory office with responsibility for providing advice and information to consumers on their rights. The reason I'm mentioning is that they have great website. It's called consumerhelp.ie. They have option of looking into claims. They have examples of the letters of complaint. So it's a good thing to have a look. They also show the advice about buying a car, buying a holiday, stuff like that. So if you're interested, even for your own time, have a look.
Consumerhelp.ie.
It's a very good website. Yeah. Okay. Regarding the small claims, so The aim of the Small Claims Court, or also known as Small Claims Procedure, is basically to provide an expensive, fast and easy way for consumers and businesses to resolve disputes without the need of employ a solicitor. The person who is making the claim is known as the claimant. The person you're claiming against is known as respondent. Both the claimant and respondent must be living and based within the state, so they must be based in Ireland. This service is provided by the local district court offices, and the claim cannot exceed €2,000. So basically, they are dealing with consumer claims such as for faulty goods or bad workmanship. You must have bought the goods or service for private use from someone selling them in the course of business. Claims can also be made for minor damage to your property, and claims for the non-return of a rent deposit for certain kinds of rented properties, such as holiday home or flat in the premises where the landlord also lives. So they also look at that. So consumer claims cannot be made through the small claims procedures for debts, personal injuries, or breach of leasing or hire purchase agreements. Okay, so they have specific things they do and they don't. So this basic summary of procedure is that the procedure is designed to deal with the claims up to €2,000 and can be summarized as follows. So the claimant completes the application form and sends it to small claims register with the relevant fee or applies online. The application is registered by the register and the copy of the claim and notice of claim is sent by the register to respondent. At this stage, there are various choices available to the respondent. One is that they can admit the claim, the second they can dispute the claim, then they can counterclaim, or they might ignore the claim altogether.
Yeah.
So if the fact is the respondent has 15 calendar days to reply, so it's not 15 working days, it's 15 days altogether. Where the respondent admits the claim, they complete a notice of acceptance of liability and return it to the registrar. At that point, they have three options. The first would be the respondent agrees to pay the amount claimed. In this case, they pay full amount and they do that immediately. So the payment is made by cheque, postal order or money order made payable to the claimant and sent to the register. If payment is conditional, for example, the goods must be returned, then the register may make the claimant's agreement. The second option is the respondent consents to the judgment. And at this point, the respondent will only pay you when judgment is made in the district court. Okay, you don't have to attend the court in this case. So after the judgment is made, the respondent has 28 calendar days to comply with the judgment. And the third option is the respondent wishes to pay the amount claimed in installments. For example, if the business is struggling and they're not able to pay you straight away in a lump sum, they can ask you to be paid.
Take installments.
Yeah, in installments.
Okay.
If no settlement can be reached, for example, the matter is then set down for the hearing in district court. Okay, so basically, the current fee for making a claim through the small claims procedure at the moment is €25. The fee is payable by cheque made to a small claims register or postal order. The small claims register will accept the fee in cash if you pay it in person. If you apply online, you are required to pay online. If your claim is accepted as suitable for the small claims procedure, the fee is not refunded even if your claim is successful. So they keep the money.
Yeah.
So basically, to apply, you print an application form for the small claims procedure. This application form is available from local district office. Staff in district court office can help you in completing the application form. It is important when completing the application form to give all the necessary information. Therefore, it will be easier for the small claims register to process your claim and try and resolve the dispute. You can also make application for the small claims procedure online. In that case, you will have to create claim online, and for that you will need to have your credit or debit card and email address to which you have access to. The small claims procedure is provided through local district court offices, as I mentioned. You make sure the claim district court office in the area where the person you are making claim against lives or carries a business. where the contract was made or where the damage of property took place. So basically in the area where one of those three actions are relative to. So the one thing you have to bear in mind is that you can normally only claim the amount for which you're directly out of pocket, basically the amount you paid for the faulty goods or the services. Okay, so it is therefore a good idea to keep all receipts and documentation to show what these amounts are. So it's not really only the receipts. For example, if that's the service you paid for, let's say bathroom installation, something like that, the big job, you paid the money, but let's say if it's still under those 2,000 you spent, the pictures would be a great idea to take, because any evidence you have regarding the service or the faulty goods will be taken into consideration. Okay, so if you require more information, as I said, it is available on consumerhelp.ie, or come and speak to us.
Yeah.
We are located in Northside Civic Centre, Bunratty Road, Coolock, Dublin 17. You can give us also a call on 0761 078190, and we are open Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 1:00, and then from 2:30 to 4:30.
Yeah. Now, there's one thing we were talking about off air, and we're not quite sure about it, we're not 100% about it, is that most courts close for the month of August.
They usually would be closed, yes. But it still could be that the office is open for the forms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if it's a court hearing, it may be dealt with after the courts are back in order.
Are there telephone numbers or anything like that available? Or is
It's actually, if you go to the court's website, which is courts.ie, and all information is there, okay, for the court opening hours for your area, what you're looking for. The forms are there, available in there. If you can see that you're not able to find this information, give us a call and we'll help you with that.
What was it? Courts?
Courts.ie.
Courts.ie. And the other one is consumerhelp.ie.
Yeah.
And your number, 08761 078190.
That's the one.
Okay, Anita, as usual, very interesting, very informative. So
thank you.
Thank you for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.